Chapter 3. "Please, go on," said Sherlock. Julia and I were very lonely. The servants all left. We had to do all the housework. Julia died 2 years ago. It was just after our birthday. She was 30. Her hair was white, Helen said.
"Like your hair?" I asked.
"Yes. I want to talk to you about Julia's death," Helen said. "Julia went to see our aunt, Miss Honoria Westphal, 2 years ago. It was Christmas. She met a soldier. She got engaged to him. She came home and told my stepfather. He was happy for her. 2 weeks before the wedding, Julia died," Helen said.
"Tell me all the details. Don't leave anything out," Sherlock said.
"We only use one wing of Stoke Moran. It's so big. There are many empty rooms. The bedrooms are on the ground floor. We each have our own room. They all share the same corridor. The sitting rooms are in the middle of the manor. The bedroom windows open outwards, and the lawn is underneath them," Helen said.
"I understand," Sherlock said.
"Dr. Roylott went to bed early that night. He didn't sleep. He smoked his strong Indian cigars. We smelled the smoke. Julia came to my room. We sat and talked about her wedding. She went back to her room at 11 o'clock," Helen said.
"What happened then?" I asked.
"Julia stopped at the door and said, 'Did you hear the whistle last night?' I told her, 'No.' She looked at me and said, 'I heard a whistle at 3 o'clock in the morning. It was a long and low whistle,' she said. 'It's the gypsies,' I said. She went to bed and locked her door," Helen said.
"Did you always lock your bedroom doors?" Sherlock asked.
"Always," Helen said.
"Why?" Sherlock asked.
"It isn't safe. The cheetah and the baboon scare us," Helen said.
"I see. Please go on," Sherlock said.
"I didn't sleep that night. I was worried. It was rainy and windy. Then a woman screamed. It was Julia. I got out of bed and ran to her room. In the corridor, I heard the low whistle, then a loud crash. My sister's door was unlocked," said Helen.
"Did you open the door?" I asked.
"Julia opened the door. She was white. She looked so scared. I tried to catch her. She fell to the ground. She said, 'Oh, my God, Helen, it was the band. The speckled band.'" She pointed at the doctor's room. I shouted for my stepfather. He came out of his room. Julia was unconscious. He tried to give her brandy. Julia died in front of us," Helen said.
"So you heard the whistle and the crash?" Sherlock asked.
Helen said, "Yes."